Morning, my name is Wemimo Adewuni. Let's talk about BVAS, the game changer. How's it going to work on election day? It's a good time to start it to help you understand what election would look like in 2023. What has changed? What should you expect when you go to the polling unit? Updates also on PVCs. Some of you sent messages in this morning about picking up your PVCs. We'll get all of those questions answered within the next 1 hour. I've got joining me on the phone line the Honorable Resident Electoral Commissioner for INEC Lagos State, Mr. Olusegun Agbaje. You're welcome to the show, sir. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's start with the BVAS. It's really and truly a game changer. So for those who haven't been following up and who don't know what's changed regarding elections in 2023, please bring us up to speed about what BVAS is, how does it work, and how would it make a change possibly next year?
Thank you very much. The BVAS of the commission, that is the Bimodal Voters Accreditation System, which has been used to replace the former smart card reader that we are using before. It's a very good device in that it has some advantages over the smart card reader.
Okay.
Unlike the smart card reader that you have to thumbprint. But here now, because of the abuse that the commission has seen over the years, now replace this one with not just thumbprinting, but also the facial.
Okay.
That if somebody comes to the death on the election day, if the thumb cannot actually be accredited, then we turn to the facial, at least to be sure that the person who is bringing that PVC is a genuine owner of the PVC issued by the commission.
Okay.
And because of this, a lot of multiple registration have been eliminated. That's also increased public confidence in what we are doing. That also limited the use of incident forms that have been also seriously abused. And with these BVAS now, it means that every voter has to go through the new system. No person can vote. No person can even be accredited. Not talk of even getting the opportunity to go and vote on election day. And the system has come to stay, either we like it or not, because it is now backed by law.
Right.
So it cannot be accused again.
Right.
So it's quite a very good device, and I want to urge Nigerians to continue to support the system because it will give the election more credibility. Everybody will now believe that whatever we see, if you cannot be properly accredited either through your finger or through your facial, then you cannot vote on election day, even if your name is on the register. It means you cannot vote on election day.
You're saying that there will be no use of the incident form at all for whatever reason?
It has been cancelled for long, so we can't use it. It has been abused seriously, so we are not using it. Only the BVAS will be used.
Great. Now, in the case as a person's card, because again, we'd prepare for eventualities because these are machines and anything could happen on the day that we need them. In the case that a person's card cannot be read, is the BVAS machine doesn't read the card, nothing is able to be done. Is there any other way since there isn't the use of incident form?
I've told you we have two alternatives now.
Okay.
to fingerprint. It brings, if you cannot read your finger, it brings out your facial. So if your face is set, like the chairman used to say, if you don't bring your face to the police station, that if your face is left at home, that is
really
but once your face is there, then you will be accredited and then you can be allowed to go and cast your vote.
Fantastic. Now, there were conversations. I'd like us to address some of the concerns I've heard raised in the past few days. I've had actually read, you know, how stuff can spread on WhatsApp.
Yes.
Read some posts on WhatsApp in some WhatsApp groups where some people say that if your card cannot be read by the machine for whatever reason, the INEC official on ground can ascertain, can maybe look at the face of the person, look at the card and say, oh, I can authenticate that this person is the actual owner of this card and allow them to vote. Is that correct?
It is not true because now the number of cards that the machine is able to read now matters in a matter of counting the votes. If there is a problem of maybe a tie. So that is why the machine must have accredited number.
Mm.
That number that is accredited will be able to be used for election result purposes. So the card must be read. Either it is read from your through the fingerprint or through your facial. That's why I say there is no way. Once it's a genuine card of the commission, because it must be read by either of those two alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Unless you forget your face at home. I love that part. Okay. Now, let's talk about transmission of results. So after accreditation, we know the next thing is to go to the polling booth and cast your vote, and then either wait for it to be counted and whatever. So how is the transmission going to work? Is there going to be like a live portal where Nigerians can see votes coming in per polling booth or polling unit? How will this transmission work for Nigerians to be able to follow transparently?
Well, the commission has also developed a system called the IRF, that is INEC Resource Viewing Portal.
Good.
Which enables members of the public to see it in real time. That is, in fact, Nigeria is the first to deploy this method. I understand Nairobi also has a similar method that was recently deployed, but Nigeria started it in this sub-region.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, the result of the election is going to be just like as if you are making a photocopy and send it through fax in the olden days. That is exactly what is going to happen. It's not the figure, because we are also that the figure can easily be hacked.
Yes.
But it is not easy to hack paperwork. So it is just like it appears on the result at that polling unit that is going to be transmitted. It will just be uploaded and just transmitted through that system. So that is the method we are going to use, that everybody will see the result, how it is signed, how it was signed by the officials at the polling unit.
Okay, so to break it down for those who might still get confused, after casting your ballot, the INEC official, the resident electoral commissioner, right, would count?
After casting votes, it will be what you call sorting of the ballots.
Yes.
After sorting, there will be counting.
Yes.
After the counting, then the result will be announced to the members of the public who are there and to the party agents who are also there.
Yes.
And right there, the thing will be snapped and then transmitted online straight to the portal.
Fantastic. That clears it up. Now, let's talk about the other issues that might come up on election day and how INEC is preparing for this. There are concerns that the election might still not be free and fair. I mean, you know, sometimes you have to explain to the T's and the I's. People still have their doubts and, oh, would my vote count? Now, do you, as the INEC commissioner in Lagos, do you have any concerns whatsoever regarding the peculiarity of a state like Lagos State about having free and fair elections, and what is the commission doing to ensure that everything is on point?
Thank you very much. The commission is doing everything possible at its disposal to ensure that we have a very free election in the country as a whole, and particularly in Lagos State. We are not unmindful of the fact that Lagos State has the largest number of voters in Nigeria, but 13,325 polling units. And by the time we finish with what we are doing in the area of registration, Lagos State will be having about 7 million voters on the register, which is going to be the highest in the country. So a lot is being done to make sure that we don't have problem on election day.
Right.
As we talk, most of the materials are already arriving, both the non-sensitive materials and even part of the sensitive material, because our BVAS is also part of a sensitive material that we use in election.
Yes.
And it has started arriving in the country and going to various parts of the country. And some of us have gotten 1/3 of the number we need. Out of the 13,325 we need, we have gotten about 1/3, about 4,000 have already arrived us at a place in Lagos here.
Great.
So we are doing a lot to make sure that as far as it is humanly possible, that INEC will do what is right for it to do. We are also hoping and sincerely believing that with the way we are relating with the security agencies, that security will also be very good on that election day. And once we have INEC doing its job very well, security is also on ground, then members of the public will just be required to cooperate. With their cooperation, I'm sure things will go well, and there will be no hitch in Lagos State by the grace of God.
Thank you very much for that. Now, let's talk about PVCs. We have had quite a number of comments today for those who registered this year. Nigeria Info is always announcing in all our bulletins every hour about the need to pick up the PVCs. Now, some people haven't gotten theirs. We reported the PVCs for those who registered this year will be ready between October and November, as I was told by INEC. Now, I think that has changed. October is almost ending. The PVCs for those who registered this year isn't ready yet. So when would it be ready, and would they be notified to pick it up?
We are very hopeful that before the middle of November, we should be on the field asking people to come and collect.
Okay.
What is really, a lot of them have been printed. At least we know that as at early this month, about 7 million PVCs have been printed. But what the commissioner does not want is that they don't want us to now bring them out, and some people will go there, they will not find their PVC, and then they will start accusing INEC again. So INEC wants to bring everything together so that later by the middle of November, all the cars are in all the states of the Federation and the FCT, so that we can now go out and tell people that their cars are there. But as we talk, we still have so many cars here to be picked, even here in Lagos State. As I talk to you, we see we have received so far, let me say from 2019, we have received up till January, up to April this year, we have received in Lagos State about 6,630,661 PVCs. Out of this, 5,661,294 have been picked, which means that as I speak to you, about 969,367 PVCs are still in our custody in all the 20 local government areas of Lagos State.
Wow.
So those who registered up to December last year, and then those who are there before, their cash be paid. For instance, out of the last year, kind of July to December, where we have received about 60,370 cars, only 18,000 of these have been picked.
Wow.
We still have about 41,000 PVCs with us in Lagos State, new ones for last year. So we know that we are still expecting over 500,000 PVCs, because at the end of the exercise, we had about 555,000 registered people in Lagos State. Minus what number is going to be limited because of double registration.
Yeah.
We still believe that we still have over 500,000 cars to be collected from the headquarters. So I will believe that before the middle of this November this year, we should be out there again calling people from various quarters, the churches, mosques, market areas, asking them, pleading with them to come and collect their PVCs. And we believe that we have about between three and a half to 4 months of the election time. And I believe that people will have collected their PVCs before the end of the year.
So for those who always wait for the last minute to pick up or do whatever, when is the deadline for picking up PVCs before election?
It really depends on the commission's initiative. At times, it will be 1 week to the election, because by that time, we'll be very, very busy doing other things. And at times, the commission may allow up to 4 days for election before we that they should not wait till this last. Once we start in November, we have December, we have January, up to about 1 week to the election in February for people to collect their PVCs.
All right.
So people will have enough time, at least about 2.5 to 3 months, to collect the PVCs.
So one of the problems I saw this year when we were announcing registrations for this year is the timing. So a lot of people are at work, and this year INEC offices were open from morning till about 3 p.m. only. I know later on the weekend was included. So what times can people get to the local government to pick up their PVCs?
For now, we use only the working days. Between the working hours of, say, 8 o'clock to 4 p.m., we can give out the PVC at local government area. But by the time we start in full, this may change.
Okay.
Particularly for us in Lagos State, we may work up to 6 o'clock in the evening from Monday to Friday. But later in the year, I know that the commission will change it to allow us to work on Saturdays and Sundays. Because for people that are also working with government or companies who are not able to come out during the weekdays,
Fantastic. This
will be allowed.
Fantastic.
And it's also not impossible. The commission is still thinking about the idea of also moving the cars from local government to registration areas to allow more people to collect their PVCs. A lot of other CSOs and NGOs are trying to partner with us to see how we can move to these registration areas or wards in the local parlance to ensure that many people are able to have these cars closer to them than what we have right now.
Fantastic. Now, I got a report last week that in a certain place in Lagos, I can't remember precisely what area now, that some persons go to market women and ask them to bring their PVCs. I hear that they collect the PVCs, go to make photocopies of these PVCs before returning them, and those who do not drop their PVCs are either sanctioned or threatened. And I've been wondering since then, if someone accesses my PVC, does it compromise my PVC or my ability to vote, or can somebody else use my, what could anyone do with a copy of my PVC?
Number one, there is no reason for anybody to collect somebody's PVC. And if somebody again does that, I wouldn't know what they want it for, because they cannot use that photocopy to come to the polling booth on election day. Only the original PVC can be used on election day. So I have not heard that, but we will try to find out from our local government areas if they are aware of this type of development and why it is happening. But then, our people, we don't see any reason why anybody should collect our PVCs. And if anybody sees anybody doing that, they should also speak up and let people know, either to INEC officials or to any security agency around them.
Right.
It is not proper, and I don't know until we are told why they are doing that.
All right. Let me take a few calls before I go out on a break. I'll take one or two calls. Please, okay. Hold on. Good morning. Who's
Hello,
on?
Hello, welcome. Yeah, this is Alex.
Welcome.
Your last question, I don't think he understood the import of it.
Okay.
The point is that if you go around the market and pick and collect people's voters' cards,
yeah.
What it means is that if you're holding that voter's card until after the elections, you have in effect disenfranchised those people. That's the point. He's saying, I don't see the need. I don't know why they are doing it. He's not thinking it through properly. I want this government officials to think intelligently, because the people out there are thinking intelligently. You have to match in pace with the people.
Is the report that they are not returning the PVCs, or that they are making copies of the PVCs and returning the original?
No, let me tell you what they are doing.
What you said was that they are making copies.
Yes, that's what we heard.
He's not copying.
It's wrong for anybody to collect anybody's PVCs.
That they are doing. What they are doing is simply taking the cards and holding on to them until after the election.
Well, that's criminal. That's definitely criminal. That is definitely criminal. All right, let's take one or two more. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Yeah, please, I want to ask the question. You get some questions concerning the...
Go ahead quickly.
Because if you extend the normal working hour day's time to 6 o'clock, it still won't give that effectiveness being on weekends.
Okay.
I believe weekend will serve more better, Saturdays and Sundays. And I believe there should be a permission from the commission for anybody that wants to work on that weekend should be given incentive, which we encourage the people to come out to serve the college. I believe that would go a long way.
All right, thank you very much. I apologize. The Honorable Commissioner was dropped off. I would try to get him back on, but I have a break coming up. So I'll just take one or two more calls and then I'll get him on after the break. Good morning, hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please speak into your phone. You sound faint.
I'm hearing you.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, please, in respect of those women in the market that they collected their PCV and photocopy,
mm-hmm.
It must be for a purpose. And you know, anything can happen in this country. And this is to disenfranchise them from their voting. You will see what will happen. Let the security men and the INEC officials to go swerve into this action and find out why and the reason. There must be a reason for them to do that.
All right, many thanks. I want to know, please tell me precisely what this location is, and we need to be clear. The report I had last week was that the PVCs were collected and photocopied. Are you saying now that the PVCs were collected and not returned? Let's be clear. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome. Let's make it quick. I have a break coming
up. Now, the thing is, my name is Matomi.
Okay.
The PVC, let us be realistic with ourselves. They are collecting this thing from people that they know they are not going to vote for their candidate. For example, in Lagos, let me tell you.
Quick.
Yes. In Lagos, if they know you are not a fan of APC, they will definitely collect your PVC until after election. That is the fact.
All right, I hear you. So you are telling me something different now. What you're telling me today is that they're collecting the PVCs and not returning them. What you told me last week was that they're taking the PVCs and photocopying them. I'll get the commissioner back on the line when I return from this break. It's quite a long break, but take a deep breath. Don't go away.
Let's talk.
The society has created that need where people do not have options to choose when it comes to jobs, so they go into what's available.
So the onus lies on those who select. Those who select them must look out for those who have passion for this job.
Okay.
Through interview.
Your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. This is Morning Crossfire. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's been, I know, right? My sincere apologies. But I'll try to catch up. Let me see the catch up I can play. I've got Mr. Segun Gbaje back on the line. Hello, sir.
Thank you.
My time's really run away, and the callers are, oh my goodness, the calls are everywhere. So let's take a few more calls before we jump out of the studio. Good morning, okay. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Please speak up for me and be quick. What's your name?
Hello, good morning. My name is Anne.
Yeah.
I'm calling from VI.
All right, please tell us your question.
Yeah, am I live?
You are live, Anne.
All right, great. I would like to speak to the commissioner.
In go ahead,
I
go
understand
ahead.
That efforts are being made. But I would like to bring to his notice, I don't know if it's complicity or complicity on the part of the INEC staff. Me and my sister-in-law were registered since November last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept going to collect our PVCs. They said they weren't ready. This is Ali Mosho local government and Etiosa local government. It was when I went there towards the end, beginning of this month, October, and I put my feet on the ground. Like, it's going to a year. You can't just sit down and tell me it's not ready without even moving a muscle. Then they went and said, oh, lazily, let's check. Ali Mosho precisely. And then went and checked, and lo and behold, our PVCs were there.
All right. Thank you very much. Commissioner, let me ask you, when the PVCs are ready, do you send text messages to the owners of these PVCs so they can know when they go to pick them up, they can insist, oh, I got a message?
Not to everybody, but we tried to call some, and the response we got was not quite encouraging. Calling them, some of them will say we should bring the PVC to their homes. And apparently, maybe the health officers were not also in good tune with that type of response they got at the initial stage.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a need to call people one by one. Just mass text messages, bulk messages, or mail, or both.
That is what is being planned for when we get all these PVC. That is exactly what the EOs have been advised to get ready for.
Okay.
But
all right.
Then we are also not unmindful of the fact that not everybody can also read messages.
The world out.
The bulk of market women, not all of them can read messages.
But at least someone else would be able to read it for them.
Communities.
Someone will be able to read it for them. So that there's no confusion as to, oh, your card is not ready. If I have a message on my phone, I can say, oh, I have a message. Yeah, good morning. What's your name?
You can read and write.
Someone can read for them if they have the messages on their phones. I think it's just safer for everyone to get a notification like you do for your driver's license. So that everyone is sure. Good morning. Hello. Okay, please call again.
We implement it, try and see how it works.
Okay, I'll strongly advise.
Mindful of the fact that many people in rural communities, even in Lagos here, many of them could not read and write, and even if they are sending a message on their phone, they may not even be aware.
It's still better to send it, at least, you know, better safe than sorry, don't you think?
Okay,
yeah.
It's an idea. We also see how it works.
All right, that will be awesome. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Make it quick. You're my last caller. My time's totally up.
Mess it up for me, Ikorodu.
Yeah, go ahead.
So there's this group of people that come to our side in Ikorodu. During that 2020 lockdown something. So then now was like the government is giving palliatives to people, that people should come and register with their voters card. So since that last 2 years, they now came last 2 months too. That we should bring our numbers, that it's time to disburse the number, but you must come with your passport.
So did they collect your card from you?
Either your name or your voter's card.
Did they collect it from you?
many people come from with their voter's card. So they were with phones and laptops taking down the data of people. You understand?
Did they collect your cards from you, or your cards collected from you?
No, they did collect it. They just collected.
All right, thank you very much. My time's up. I'll be right back. Okay, I don't know what to do. Don't go away. Stay with me, okay? I have a break now. Let's talk.
Listen to this to understand the amazing power of 5G. Oops. Sorry. I played that at 5G speed. Now, here it is at a speed you're used to.
With hyper-fast internet speed, low to zero lag and buffering, multiple connections, and quality data sharing.